We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruza. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Todd Molden calling in from the governor's office, Governor Dunleavy's office. Todd, how you doing, sir?
Hi, David. I'm doing well. And I have to say that when I come up to Fairbanks for governor's office business, which I do periodically, I immediately turn the radio to 660. And I'm not just saying that
You're not sucking up to me, are you? Okay, you're not sucking up. I understand that. Good.
No, I do it because I'm kind of a talk radio junkie. So, and I usually drive when I come up to Fairbanks rather than fly because I live in Willow, and it actually takes me about the same amount of time as if I drove into Anchorage and flew and then was in Fairbanks without a car. So,
good for you. When was the last time you were up here?
Actually, came up the first week in January. I spoke at the Alliance luncheon that they had on the governor's administrative order 360.
We're getting a little bit of background noise here. Is your radio on?
No, I am. I'm driving to a location. I don't know if that's...
You're multitasking. Yeah. On the oldest talk show station radio in Alaska in Alaska's history, and you're working. Good for you. Good for you. So the session is going, and from what I can tell, you're not in Juneau right now.
No, I try to stay away from Juneau as much as possible.
You are showing extreme signs of intelligence there, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know. We'll see whether you still say that after we get done talking today.
Well, it's a great start. How about that?
Sounds good. So I guess you're wondering about the sales tax.
Well, a little bit of everything. You know, it's interesting. my personal thought is everyone's been crying about raising the revenue. And... you know, we got to have revenue. Got to have revenue. And you've had Democrats who said, you know, we have to have tax. We have to, you know, be at whatever income, this, that. And my thought was, you know, about 3 years ago, all these, you know, during an executive, a special session, or, you know, these about 10 legislators got in a room. They came out with this fiscal plan with about 10 bullet points. And I think a sales tax is one of them.
Yeah, it was. And you know, those legislators were from, you know, a wide spectrum as far as the political, you know, spectrum and political philosophy. Everyone from Senator Keel down in Juneau to Senator Schauer, and, you know, who's now running for lieutenant governor, but Senator Schauer, who was my senator in the MATSU, and they agreed on a multi-step, multi-approach fiscal plan, and if that group of people could come together and do that, it you would think that the legislature would have picked that up and said, hey, let's run with this, let's create something that's sustainable, where we're not fighting over the PFD every year and wondering what oil prices are going to be. But unfortunately, those ideas that they created were stuffed in the desk drawer, I think, of Senator Stedman, probably.
Good possibility there.
Yeah, never to be seen again. And so they kicked the can down the road for another 4 years, and here we are. And this is not the first time the governor has proposed constitutional amendments and legislation to create a fiscal plan. He did that the first year in office.
Now,
with three constitutional amendments.
Personally, you know, I'm not on the side that favors a tax per se, but I've always thought that if you did a tax, a sales tax treats everyone the same.
I mean, it treats them the same in terms of how much of their, you know, if they spend the same amount of income, mm-hmm. or when they, you know, it is a flat, so-called tax, although economists would say it's regressive because people who make less income will end up spending more money on taxable things. But yeah, I mean, it does hit everyone the same in terms of the same percentage.
It's and you can determine what the amount of purchase you want to do, or the quality or the quantity, versus an income tax. You're working hard to and all of a sudden, boom, here you are. The more you make, the higher the rate is, and on the federal side anyway. But I always thought that a sales tax, if you're doing anything, a sales tax treats everyone the same and lets a consumer make a decision on what they're buying and how much and in what amounts.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I taught high school economics for 24 years, so
So you're used to dealing with legislators with that way. Good for you.
Well, my last 4 years of teaching, I taught at North Star Behavioral Hospital and worked with the girls in mental health recovery. So I think that really prepared me for dealing with the legislature. But,
are you trying to say that the inmates have taken over the asylum?
But, you know, to your point, if a family with a low income purchases, you know, beef, and a family with a higher income purchases beef, they're not purchasing the same beef.
No, they're not. They're not.
Know, one's purchasing hamburger and another one's purchasing, you know, steak. And so you end up with a difference in the amount taxed because of the choices they're making.
Yeah. And anyway, it's always this, you know, when this came out, I thought, good, they're going back to what everyone, you know, like 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was. And this was one of the items there. So the governor went back and said, okay, legislature, this is what most of you are still here that did this. This is what you did. This is the plan. And we're I don't know if it was tweaked where you double it in the, you know, from 2% to 4% during the tourist season. That way you're getting a little bit more revenue from the tourism. And hey, you're buying stuff, you're loading up before the extra 2% is tacked on.
Yeah, well, Alaskans will be able to do that if they plan accordingly. We have about 2.2 million visitors to Alaska during the tourist season, and they're using the roads and the buses and the cars that they rent and drive. Sometimes they use emergency services and other, you know, infrastructure that the state of Alaska and the people of Alaska are paying for, but they really don't have any, you know, they're not paying toward any of those government services. So it's a way to get some of those services paid for by outside people who are not, you know, paying for them currently. It reduces the tax burden on Alaskans when it comes to filling the deficit.
My question, what I'm hard scared about, that's a unique term, hard scared, is the implementation, because you're making all the business owners be a collector for the state. And I just have a little bit of a fear of all of a sudden, you know, you're having business owners be the collector for the state. You know, you have the alcohol tax in Fairbanks, you have the marijuana tax, you have the bed tax, and we're all used to that. But, you know, everyone, all of a sudden, boom, all these business owners, they got to go through and get this program up and running in their business.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be some, you know, upfront costs like that for businesses. It'll be very temporary. And like you said, they're already doing that. I mean, I'm not going to say 100% of the businesses in Alaska already, you know, are
set up,
you know,
for it, yeah.
Have the systems in place, but if a valid argument, it's just, I'm not sure it will be as significant of an impact on businesses as some people think it will.
Well, it's the PETA factor, the pain in the factor.
Yeah, well, hopefully through AO360 and the regulation reductions that we're doing and the permitting changes and some of those other things that we're working on, it will at least be making some things easier on businesses.
Todd, we're going to take a commercial break, okay? Can you hold on during the commercial break?
You bet.
Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Todd from the governor's office here in the Todd Molden from the governor's office, driving someplace probably in the Matsu Valley and talking with us. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Sound, it's all around us. Whether the laughter of children, the sounds of your favorite wildlife, or the rhythm of your favorite song, sound brings our world to life. The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center wants to remind you that their certified doctors of audiology are here to help hear those sounds. And whether it's a medical condition that requires treatment or a simple fitting of a hearing device, Dr. Jackson and her certified and licensed staff will help you hear more. Come into the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center for testing to hear what you've been missing. For more, visit fairbankshearing.com.
RSF and the Woodway are proud to present the Keystone Alaska Wood Fireplace. The Alaska DEC approved Opal Plus Keystone Alaska is the result of fine craftsmanship inspired by versatility and built on more than 30 years of proven performance with high efficiency wood burning fireplace. The Keystone is perfect for adding modern sophistication to your home and practicality for heating spaces over 2,000 square feet with catalytic technology. RSF, built on quality, innovation, and originality. Class with comfort, the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, and your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Price RV. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance of snow. Highs around 10 above, winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance for snow. Lows level off around 4 below. Highs level off around 3 above. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Todd Molden with the governor's office calling from somewhere in the Matsu Valley. Am I correct there, Todd?
Yeah, and David, I have to correct you. My last name is Molden.
Yeah, Molden, yeah.
With an S.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's better than what one of your legislators called me on Facebook, which is a commie. So I'd like to believe, you know, it was late at night and he had been drinking, so maybe that's why he called me a commie.
Was it a Fairbanks legislator?
It was someone in the interior. I'll let people figure that out. But you know, it was related to the sales tax that we were talking about, and I find it kind of interesting because, you know, a sales tax is something that Florida has. It's something that Texas has. That there are a lot of quote-unquote red states that have sales taxes. So I'm not really sure that supporting a sales tax makes you a commie. But I will say this, and this is really important for people to understand. The governor's not just proposing a new revenue source. The governor has proposed new revenues as one part of three parts of a fiscal plan that he's asking the legislature to put in place.
Okay.
The other two parts are to put the PFD in the Constitution and to combine the earnings reserve account with what we know as kind of the unspendable corpus. And that's super important because right now there's about $11 billion in the permanent fund that the legislature can access with a simple majority vote. And I almost hate to say that out loud because I don't want to give them any ideas.
Yeah, but Todd, they know that already. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just kind of kidding. But, yeah, so that's a significant issue, especially with a legislature that has proven time and time again that reducing spending is not top on their priority list.
Ready for a phone call?
You bet.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello.
I would like to... Randy.
What's that, Randy?
This is Randy.
Randy, you're coming in low.
Well, I'm sorry.
You came back in there. We're having some technical problems on my board here, sir. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I might be able to hear him better.
I'm not getting you in there in this. I got Todd, but I don't have you. How goofy can we get? Okay.
Let's try
calling back, okay? Try calling back. Todd, you there?
I am.
Oh man, we're losing everything.
Well, you know, that's radio and production, right?
Okay, there we go. I got you now. Okay, Randy, call back, please, and I think I got it figured out. It's this North Korean... Todd, I have North Korean equipment here.
I think that was the G. Gordon Liddy reference.
No, he had East German. I've got North Korean. Yeah, don't compare me to G. Gordon. I'm not the G man. I loved his show, though. I loved his show.
Yeah, I didn't.
And you're the first one who's ever got it. That's right, jerk. You ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Randy, are you there?
Yes, I'm calling you from my landline instead of my cell phone right now.
Okay, buddy, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I personally am against the sales tax proposal, and my main reason for being against it, well, let me just start out by saying that any state that can hand out free money to its citizens does not have a financial problem, in my opinion. Now, I realize the oil prices have gone down, but the reason I'm against sales tax is because I feel that it would destroy the honesty and integrity of our, and purity of our dividend. And the reason is because once you install a sales tax, or an income tax for that matter, you've created an income transfer loop, which I feel turns our honest dividend, which is supposed to be based on surplus money, into our PFD, into a PAP.
So you're believing that once you do a tax like this, you're subsidizing the PFD?
Yeah, you certainly are.
Okay, good point.
And also, if we do change our dividend into a welfare payment, we should stop even calling it a dividend, and we should convert it to a needs-based thing, because we don't want to train all of our citizens to become leeches, sucking off.
Now, Todd, full transparency here. Randy has been very deliberate and adamant about his dislike of the dividend. Simple as that.
I've also listened to Michael Duke's show, which I know you know Michael, and Randy is a frequent flyer in the comments on the Michael Duke show, and Randy continues to demonstrate a fundamental misunderstanding of what the PFD is, why it was created, and how it keeps the Alaska legislature from wasting all of our resource wealth on their special interest groups and programs that benefit a small portion of Alaskans. So, we'd have to start back at the beginning of his comment, which is that he fundamentally misunderstands why the PFD was created in the first place. When Hammond created the PFD, it was because the legislature at that time demonstrated very quickly that they could not be trusted with the oil wealth that was held in common, and that if not checked, they would spend it all as quickly as they got it. And because the private sector spends money much more efficiently than government,
They set up the PFD as a way to inject the private sector with a portion of the wealth created. So I get that there's a lot of people now in Alaska that don't understand the original intent of the PFD, but that's the reality of why it was set up. And anyone who thinks government spends money better than private individuals, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's part of it. You're absolutely right. That's part of it. I've had once a year. I have a gentleman by the name of Sterling Gallagher on the radio with me, and he was Governor Hammond's Commissioner of Revenue, and he created the Permanent Fund and the dividend and a lot of financial arms that we have. And he said another thing. Yeah, he said another thing. You know what you said is absolutely correct. He said, you know, this way, Governor Hammond said, this will keep the citizens viewing the expenditures of the legislature too by having a dividend. And so you're absolutely right. And he said another thing. What this does is they would put this out in October, because at that time in the state of Alaska, the revenue, you know, excuse me, jobs would, you know, in construction, fishing industry would shut down. And so this put M1 monetary into our economy. And so there's many reasons why Governor Hammond did it, but you hit it right on the head. It's to put in the hands of the citizens of Alaska. So we're not giving it all to the government. And let them spend it freely as they want to spend it.
Yeah, and I would, the second thing I would strongly disagree with in terms of Randy's comment, and actually we're seeing it now in editorials and newspapers, is that there's some idea of redistribution of wealth. And it's not redistribution of wealth. You're not progressively taxing higher income people and giving...
It treats everyone the same. It treats everyone the same.
It treats everyone the same. And it is a share of the resource wealth that we own in common. So everyone is a shareholder, and everyone gets the same amount. And right now, people are losing far more in terms of a PFD cut than they would be paying in this sales tax that's proposed. Yeah. Last year, a family of four lost about $10,000 in PFD tax, is what I call it. They would have had to spend an equivalent of $330,000 on taxable items to lose that same amount of money. And we're not proposing a new revenue source without fixing the PFD program.
Todd, I'm going to let you go. We're ending our half hour here. Really enjoyed this conversation. And I mean, really, I really enjoyed it. I think Fairbanks has too. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you into a frequent flyer. Once a month, me and you are going to have a half hour to a 45-minute conversation. I have other things to discuss about the Super Bowl and food, those important things that I do. And sometimes we get wild-ass music in the middle of it all. You have a great day, sir. I really appreciate the call.
Yeah, sounds good, David. Just reach out to me and let me know when you want me to come on, and I'll make sure I get it in my schedule.
You got it, buddy. You take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We have a little bit of U2 with B.B. King bumper music that you started hearing on a really loud basis there. Then we got some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back. And remember, it's Super Bowl weekend.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
KFARradio.com. Tom Brandt, Arizona investigators continue to follow tips in their search for the missing 84-year-old mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie.
One of the neighbors of Nancy Guthrie reported to authorities that a week before her disappearance, he saw a white, unmarked van that was parked on this street. We reached out to the sheriff's department. They told us they are following all leads. leads.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. Trial date has been set for the New York State case against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Judge Gregory Caro set Luigi Mangione's New York State murder trial for June 8th. Mangione's lawyers objected to the June date, telling the judge that at that time they'll be consumed with preparing for Mangione's federal trial, which is set to start on September 8th. The judge's answer, quote, be ready.
This is Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTVF reports the Fairbanks North Star Borough may be reallocating $11.4 million in school district funds after a preliminary annual audit completed by the district found the district's fund balances to be in excess of the amount allowed by borough code. Per an ordinance passed in 2018, the combined balance of the district's general fund, risk management fund, equipment replacement fund, transportation special revenue fund, and food service special revenue fund, among others, cannot exceed 40% of the borough's local contribution for that fiscal year. In fiscal year 25, the audit found that these combined fund amounts were around $34 million, $11.4 million over the $23 million that was allowed, and the 2018 ordinance says that these extra funds will be put into a mainstream reserve fund for facilities in the school district. According to Borough Mayor Grier Hopkins, this reallocation, called a clawback, happens automatically, although the action has not been taken yet.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arctigrade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
It has occurred to me that I am an introvert. I live a sheltered life as an old septic tank, gazing at the stars, pondering my poetry, appreciating the weather, rain or snow. I know my family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' faithfully pump me out once a year. I count on that flow in my life, and I will continue to serve them much better for many years to come.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here, and we're going to take a phone call from someone who's been on hold for a long time. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, I was listening to that last section, and I just have to just throw this in. You being a realtor, I think this kind of just throws an interesting perspective to stuff, and that is, hasn't anybody thought that Alaska, we have 110 million acres that are afforded to us by the Constitution, and we have like 55 million acres that kind of belongs to Alaska. If we sold half of that, if we sold 25 million acres at $5,000 an acre, we get $125 billion.
Makes sense.
Just sell it at $5,000 an acre. You know, going to college in the Boston area, I have some, feelings for the Patriots, but I think the Seahawks got it.
Well, to discuss the sales tax with you, first of all, I just don't think Bill Walkowski will allow the governor, senator from Anchorage, who's chairman of the rules, who's the keeper of the gates, he will not allow this governor a win on any item.
No, you're right.
So that's the stopgap. We don't have to worry about that, because even if it made all the sense in the world, even if it cured cancer, Walkowski would not allow it to come forward because it'd give a win for the governor. Simple as that.
And that's just the problem that we have just with our system of having these terrible trenches that are keeping things from actually moving.
Yeah. Then on a local basis, we all just got our real estate tax, you know, documents. And And then I'm reading in the paper where they're you know, GVEA is raising their rates about 11.5%.
Yep.
And the water bills are going up. You know, we're getting piled on just from the cost to live here without doing anything.
Yep.
But day before yesterday at Costco, I bought gas for less than $3 a gallon.
And that's a positive thing.
Yeah, and I was so happy with that. But my real estate taxes, my valuation over the last 5 years has gone up 65%.
Yes.
In 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And this year it went up like 19%.
Yep.
And so everyone's feeling that. And, you know, it's just like it's death by 1,000 cuts.
And the thing is, we're seeing a massive, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, that whole sell the land thing, I mean, everybody says, well, that's Alaska's long-term legacy. But we're losing people over time.
Yeah.
And losing young families that can't survive. And, you know, we're having situations where long-term established families who've been here for 50 years are moving out.
Okay, now that we got all the serious stuff talked about, let's talk Super Bowl, buddy.
Got a brisket. We're gonna do.
Oh yeah, I'm doing ribs and I'm doing some cowboy beans. And tell me about the brisket.
Well, believe it or not, one of the things, if you kind of just wait and watch, sometimes Safeway will come up with a pretty good brisket deal.
Really?
So you just watch it close, and they had brisket for $2.50. A pound one time. So I just went.
Wow.
And so I got a good brisket that I'm going to thaw out, and I have a Traeger. We use a coffee grind rub that
ooh,
really nice chocolatey
yeah
on it, and we'll do it slow. It doesn't, you know, take all day, and it's more about the brisket in the food than the game. But
you know, if the Dallas Cowboys aren't in it, why am I watching? Because it's fun food festivities with friends.
Yeah, and so I'm the Bad Bunny thing is interesting, and in the Turning Point USA, I think they are going to have a better show.
Okay, now let's look at it this way: when was the last time anyone really cared about the halftime show?
That's true, but you know, that's the time that you kind of get the country's perspective of what it's going to do for the next year.
Yeah, everyone's going to the bathroom, topping off their cocktail. It was funny, you know, I came into the radio station here, and a couple ladies, one of the ladies out front, great lady, she's a big Denver Broncos fan, so I made, you know, I gave her hell during the week. I said, I've never seen you in your Denver regalia. So she has a nice deep blue Denver sweater on.
Sure.
And then I was saying, okay, what are you cooking? She basically, you know, her and her family, they're going with mozzarella sticks. And I thought, oh my God, what are you? Oh my God, that's sacrilege. And one of the salespeople walks through. I bring her in the conversation, and I go, what are you cooking? She looks at me, she goes, I ain't cooking poop. I'm going to a bar and having them serve me. And I said, now that person has a brain.
Yeah. Hey, I kind of wanted to throw out a cool pro tip. We'll make some pizzas too.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things on pizzas is people don't realize you can go to Costco and get, they have LaManico's pizza dough frozen.
Ah.
You know, their pizzas.
Yeah.
And it's really good pizza dough. They make it in New York. It's like really good. So you can take that out and thaw it out, and it makes a really good deep dish pizza, you know, for the crust, and then you add stuff to it. So we'll have pizza and brisket.
You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, I always say I have to get into my chi to decide what I'm going to cook. And then Emily, you know, earlier in the week, she brings up ribs and your cowboy beans. Those are things that are this killer. And I'm going, oh, I got to get in my chi to make this decision. So yesterday, I went out and got all the ingredients for my ribs and my cowboy beans.
Well, you have a great time, and everybody out there have a great time. It's, you know, an American holiday.
It is. You know, so my question for you is, do you work?
I'll be working on Saturday. I won't be working then.
Will you be working on Monday?
No, I don't think I am.
I've been, you know, we were talking about how it's hard for a lot of folks on making ends meet.
Yeah.
And so with that, what has happened is the folks that generally work, you know, regular jobs and then work part-time at Sportsman's, they can't afford to do it. So
yeah,
Sportsman's, because I can, they have me at Sportsman's more.
There you go. So, well, hey, you know, I always enjoy it when you call, sir. Thank you for the call. You have a who are you rooting for?
Like I said, my heart would be for the Patriots to do it as an old, you know, former Harvard Boston dude, but the Seahawks got it, you know, and this is Alaska. We're the Seahawks are kind of Alaska's expansion team. If we really, you know, wanted to do something with our $80 billion, we'd spend about $5 billion because I think they're about ready to sell them.
Mr. Allen is. That's right. That's right.
We could move them up to Anchorage, spend $5 billion to have a pro football team. I think it'd make everybody happy.
Well, it'd make all the Seahawks fans happy, that's for sure. You have a great weekend, sir. Thank you for the phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It. This is sort of in the studio here. We have this hallway with on the one side, we have all the different stations, and on the opposite side is all the offices for people who are in sales or both radio and sales. And I call it Seahawk Lane. You know, everyone in this studio, they're big Seahawks fans. I mean, just which is great, which is, again, good for them, good for them. Personally, Super Bowl, I'm an NFC fan, so I'll be rooting for the Seahawks. Always have been. And if it's not that, if I have no, you know, skin in the game, I always go towards the underdog for whatever reason. And but it's the Super Bowl. This is American made bread. We have Halloween, Christmas, and America has a Super Bowl. We have Thanksgiving too. But the Super Bowl, all the types of food, and where are you going to spend it? Where are you going to watch the Super Bowl? You know, one lady, she's going to a bar. The other lady, I was talking to, you know, she's at home with her family and a few friends coming over, and she's good with mozzarella sticks. They love that. And my thought was, you better have some good pasta sauce, you know, for dip, or some cheese, you know, whatever, some dip for that. You know, you just can't serve it without a dip. But it's a food day. It's a food and game day, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, there's two good teams. It's going to be a very good Super Bowl. You know, my question is, if they get down to the 1-foot yard line or the 1-yard line, are they going to try and pass it into the end zone again? Because that's what we've been hearing about all week long, and I've warned all my Seattle Seahawk fans that you're going to hear a lot about that, but... anyway, so hey, we are going to take a break. We're to KFAR Radio, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This Valentine's weekend, elevate your celebration at the Pump House Restaurant. Indulge in their signature sweetheart special, crafted for the perfect romantic night. Call today to reserve your table and make Pump House part of your Valentine's plans. Celebrate love at the Pump House.
It's dark, it's cold, and that snow's gonna start loading up on a couple of those trees hanging over your yard or house. You do know that Eric and his crew at Great Alaska Tree Company work year-round, right? Troublesome trees don't wait for summer, and neither should you. Winter's the worst time for tree damage to power lines, cars, and homes. Specializing in those tricky, hard-to-reach areas, licensed, bonded, and insured, it's Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-470.
Smart business owners all over Fairbanks have figured out the amazing savings they can receive from going with solar power from Gen Solar. And with those 30% credits ending this June, now's the time to get on Gen Solar's schedule as they're filling up fast for summer installations. Whether your business is using that solar power or feeding it back to the grid, you will save big. Stop by their showroom on College Road or online at gensolar.net. Powering your future with reliability and sustainability. That's Gen Solar.
Weather brought to you by CNR Pipe, Alaska's largest metal supplier. Proudly supporting the oil and gas industry since 1992. CNR Pipe, proudly Alaskan.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for snow. Highs level off around 10 above. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 4 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back, and it is time for the Super Bowl discussion, of course. Now, Perry Z, he's my favorite DJ, good general manager, too, favorite DJ, and my favorite radio station, The River, 96.9 on the FM dial. I'm sure they live stream. But he has a whole program this afternoon from 3 to 7 o'clock about, you know, it's based on the Super Bowl. And he's a big Seahawks fan. And I gave him some food advice, and I think he's not going to take it. You know, he's a big Seahawks fan. So I said, what you should do is serve chowder. And he wanted to backhand me, slap me, but I said, but you want to serve Manhattan clam chowder, not New England. So he laughed, and he understood my wicked food sense of humor. And but hey, again, and he's using it as an excuse to create a second, what's the term I'm looking for, shrine to the Seahawks at his house, another room. He went and got the 100-inch TV from Costco, and he installed. I talked to him on the phone last Saturday, and he was installing the TV. And he's a pretty technical guy too. You know, he runs radio stations and he fixes a lot of stuff here. And he built out this radio station with North Korean equipment and a purple padded room, but what the heck, you know, who's complaining? I'm just giving you the facts. But I still have to come into my chi when it comes to the ribs, and how am I going to cook the ribs? And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get bold. You know, in competitive barbecue, you're going to make mistakes, so how quickly can you change the issue and still make it a good, scrumptious turn-in? And so what I think I'm going to do is, I've not used my big green egg yet this year, and the temperature is going to range from about minus 5 to minus 20, 25 that day. So what I'm going to look at doing is I'm going to take my big green egg and get all the snow off of it and take the cover off, and get it, you know, about 2 hours before I need to. So basically at about 7 a.m., I'm going to get the fire in it going and get it all warmed up and heated and go that direction and use the big green egg and cook. I mean, I've got ribs, and I bought trimmed ribs, and they're not baby backs. They're your spare rib. And anyway, so I'm going to serve those. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to 3 racks, and I'm going to cut them up individually. I'm not going to cook them together because that allows the ribs to cook faster. And I'll cook at about 275, and I'll cook them for about an hour and a half. And then I'll pull them, and I'll have them spread out on the rack on the big green egg. But when I pull them and I sauce them, then I'm going to put it into the aluminum foil container and cover it with my sauce and butter and a few other evil ingredients that I do, because I'm the barbecue god and that's what I enjoy doing. And so I'll bring 3 racks of ribs, and then I'll also bring my cowboy beans that Emily has requested, and we're going to spend it over at Tony's Sports Bar. J.D. Clausen and Jory Clausen, great owners over there, and it's this wonderful location that just has a lot of people who frequent there. And I wasn't able to frequent there during the season because I was cooking breakfast for 18 straight weeks during the football season at the Elk. So it's going to be good to see all the people I've missed throughout the time frame. And just be with good people. Hey, Dallas isn't playing. I know I've heard they haven't played in the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship since in over 30 years now. But what the heck? Who would have thought that? But anyway. But where are you going to watch the game at? Who are you rooting for? We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. What are your expectations? You know, over at Tony Sports Bar, they have a great, it's a, potpourri, it's a potluck. And everyone who's there brings something. It's all good. It's all fun. And it allows me to use my play toys out on the deck that I get to dig out. And what I'll do is I'll also have the oven as a backup in case my temperatures on my big green egg aren't what I want them to be. And that's my backup, my fail safe. And, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be something I get to do. I get to create my spice rub, my cooking temperature. And the big green egg, you don't use wood in there, but am I going to put in some little wood to get a mesquite, something like that in there? So my chi is coming. My cooking chi is coming. And you just can't do anything normal. There is no, pulling something out of the plastic bag and putting it in the oven. No, you gotta do some fun stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. My thought is I think the Seahawks will win, just for whatever reason. And they got that good defense. They got an offense. And everyone's wondering if, the quarterback will show up, Darnold. And what the heck? I think he will. And he's got a great running game. He's got good wide receivers, if not great wide. They're a full component team. And here you have the Patriots, just like the Seahawks, first-year coach, emerging, man. So this is going to be a great matchup. But no matter what, if the Seahawks get down to the one-yard line, they're not throwing a pass into the end zone. They're bludgeoning it in. Simple as that. They're not doing that scene one, take two again and losing the game. And I bet you all the Seahawks fans have been reminded of that all week long. Anyway, what else is going on? Tomorrow is Beer and Bacon Fest at the Events Center. And it's for the Food Bank of Alaska. Oh, man. So I'd get online and look that up. That should be, it is what it is. Beer and bacon. So they're going to have lots of different styles of beer and lots of different styles of bacon cooked many different ways. Everything gets better with beer and everything gets better with bacon, but you combine them together and you have an event. And that's the thing about Fairbanks. Over the last, once the Hoodoo Brewery came in, once the Wilkin family came in and created the Hoodoo Brewery with on-site brewing, local distribution of a high-quality product, it really opened up everyone's eyes. And now, you have a couple others in town. The Humble Roots, my goodness, that is a beautiful, man. The place there on Pegger Road. Oh, the Black Spruce. Oh, my goodness, what they do. And so you just have good locations. And then Fairbanks Distillery, hoarfrost. My goodness. You have three good distilleries in town. Two of them, I know the one out there off of this Parks Highway, that's changed ownership. The one on Van Horn is trying to change ownership. Maybe it has. And the one on Fairbanks Distillery on Cushman and Fifth, Pat and Lori still own that. But distilling and brewing is such a craft. So you're bringing in people that create such a great local product. And, you know, I don't know the hoarfrost story or the other one as well, but it is very good. They are very good. And, boy. Anyway, you know, Pat and Lori, they started out with vodka, and then they went to, they also make this very good rum, and they also do gin. And it's all, you know, locally produced. How they make the rum locally produced with local ingredients, I don't know. That's well beyond my biology science expertise, whatever you want to call it. And anyway, it should be good. Anyway, got a few minutes left. We had a good discussion on the sales tax. You know, it's interesting. You know, the governor, he took parts of what legislators agreed to or wanted to do to fix our income problem, and here it is. Here it is. And this is one of the components you guys thought of. And it just, no matter what, is not getting by Bill Willikowski, the rules chair, of the Senate, not getting it by him. He does. If you're a Republican, whatever you want, he's not giving it to you. He's just that type of person. He's that type of senator. He doesn't think about the state of Alaska. He thinks about what's best for the Democratic Party. There's Republicans who think the same way, but you're always going to have that in government, and he's that way. Simple as that. So anyway, well, we got about a minute left. It's been a good week. Next week, I think we got it all booked up already. My goodness. But what the heck? So anyway, who's going to win Sunday's game? What are you going to cook? Where are you going to watch it at? It all works. There is no bad winner of a Super Bowl. It's a team that's worked hard, and you know, between these two teams, I just got a feeling it'll be won in the last 2 minutes. And that's the type of Super Bowl that we all want. A game that is won in the last 2 minutes, maybe the last minute. That's what we hope for. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. I've got a wonderful designated driver for Sunday, and so be responsible. Be responsible so you can listen to me all next week and see how my predictions on Seattle went, how good or bad they are, or whether my ribs and my cowboy beans turned out wonderful or not. You have a great weekend. Bye.
KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
A terror suspect facing U.S. justice. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's accused of killing U.S. embassy officials more than a decade ago in Benghazi, Libya, making his first court appearance after being transferred to the U.S. early this morning.
A federal magistrate judge informed Zubair al-Bakush of the charges against him, including murder, terrorism, and